Okay, if I can just grab everyone's attention, please. We've come to 3 p.m, which is where we would normally open the meeting, but today we're sort of faced with a fairly unusual circumstance for Meander Valley Council, where we have our Mayor, Wayne Johnson, on a leave of absence. So he's currently on leave, and our Deputy Mayor, Cameron, is currently an apology, as is Councillor Ben Dudman. They're currently apologies, but they have also submitted leave of absence, which will be considered by Council. So, under the local government meeting procedures, we require an election of a chairperson from our group of six councillors present with us today. So, as the general manager, I would like to call for the nomination of any of our councillors to sit as our chair for the meeting today. Councillor Loder.
Thank you, general manager. I'd like to nominate John Temple, please.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Temple, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other nominations as our chair today?
You will need a seconder, won't you, for a motion?
Yep. We have one councillor nominated at this point, just seeing if there are any other nominations for the chair. And if there are not, then we will have Councillor Temple's name inserted into our motion, which would read, pursuant to Regulation 10 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2015, in the absence of the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, the Councillors elect Councillor John Temple as the chairperson for the 12th of March 2024, ordinary and closed council meeting. And I have had a mover being Councillor Emily Loder. If I can have a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor House. Which will then move to a vote. So can I have a show of hands for those in favour of the motion, please? And that's all councillors present. If I can ask Councillor Temple to please assume the position of the chair and perhaps come next to me, Councillor Temple. Thank you. Thank you. You'll like to meet them for that for one. And we have our one shift which will work for. I need to do this one.
Yep.
So we'll work our way through this page forward.
Okay. And do I turn the microphone on here?
Yes. That one. So I'll put it over to the phone. And I can make bring 304 and then I'll talk to the
So I'll go to the human.
Here. And so I'll just note.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome. I declare the meeting open at 3:04. Firstly, the safety announcements. Evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry of the chains. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the carport beside the town hall. Leave the meeting open. You wanted to do the attendance, General Manager?
Yes, it is. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have the Mayor with a leave of absence for today and Deputy Mayor Cameron and Councillor Dudman currently, their status is that they are absent from the meeting.
Thank you, General Manager. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitore and Penahe past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend the respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. I also acknowledge our King, King Charles III. I acknowledge our flags, and I acknowledge the photographs of past councillors who have built the foundations on which the current council is building upon. The confirmation of minutes. Do we have a mover? Councillor Loder. Seconder. Councillor Kelly. Any discussion? Yes. Would the mover like to talk to the motion? The seconder like to speak to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest today?
There are none received, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Council workshop report. That's the items listed to be noted. Mayor and councillor reports. It's listed on page 10. Is there anything to be added? Councillor House.
Looking, Chair. Yes, on the 3rd of March, I attended the electrical. Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the 3rd of March, I too attended the Electric Vehicle Information Day. Here in Westbury, just like to thank Sean Manners. That was put on under the umbrella of the Australian Electric Vehicle Association, as I understand. I think Sean is here with us today. So I appreciated the opportunity to go to that. It was a good opportunity to talk to owners of a number of electric vehicles and to look at some of the new technologies and compare them. So I thought it was a good event.
Any further additions? Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Councillor Temple. I attended the Meander Valley Lift Local Community Health and Wellbeing Expo, and it was a great day. It was good to see there was about 170 people there, lots of things going on, and I hobbled around with my leg brace and crutches, and I'm pleased to say there were lots of things that could help people with their health and their wellbeing, including mobility. So I would like to commend our community wellbeing team for putting that on. Thank you.
I was in attendance on the 6th of March at the Prospect Vale Park All User Meeting, which was conducted by Council.
Thank you, Councillor Smedley. There are no petitions. Councillor Sinfield.
I attended the Blackstone Heights Community News Association meeting on Wednesday, the 6th of March, and I also attended last month's Carrick Hall Committee meeting on the 13th of February. And we'll be doing so again tonight, but that's after the meeting.
Was that the Blackstone Heights meeting too?
Yes. Councillor Loder, could you use the microphone?
Apologies. I was at the Blackstone Heights meeting also.
Thank you. If there are no further announcements or acknowledgements, we'll move on. Petitions, there are nil. Community representations, there are nil.
Correct.
That brings us to public question time. There are four questions on notice that are in the agenda. General Manager?
Mr. Chair, they've been asked and answered in the agenda, those questions.
Thank you. That brings us to council question time. There are no. What did I miss?
Yeah. In the public questions.
Yes, I do beg your pardon. Public questions without notice. Got several.
Mr. Sean Manners.
Yes, Mr. Manners.
Sean Manners, short question. So with the building of the new council depot, have the carbon emissions of the building of the new Inter Valley Council depot been taken into consideration and will there be any sustainable elements that would help lower the council's carbon footprint, such as solar panels, batteries, passive solar designs for offices, extra insulation, EV charging for future council electric vehicles, water tanks, tree planting, etc.
General Manager?
Look, we have a design that we're working towards on that. I guess I can't give a commitment because we haven't commissioned the work at this point, Sean. It's still in the planning phase. We haven't engaged a contractor to start construction. However, some of the elements that have been considered in that are the design, solar panels and rainwater tanks on site. So there are some of the things, unless Director of Works, is there anything else you wanted to contribute to that? No. So yeah, as I said, we still haven't commissioned the work, but they are design elements that have been included so far.
Thank you. Ellen?
Helen Hutchinson. I thank Councillor Stingfield and Temple for taking up my concern with heat stress associated with climate change. Heat stress in storms cause most people to seek shelter. While people remain homeless in Meander Valley, would the Council consider allowing permanent residents in caravan parks until other housing can be provided?
Accompanied by music. General Manager.
So through you, Chair. Look, I'd have to consider that and take your question on notice. I think Helen, I guess I just need to note that as far as caravan parks in Meander Valley, the council has some influence over it. It's only two small areas, one the Bracken River Reserve and one of the Deloraine Racecourse. So we can have a look into your question if you provide that to Minutetaker today. Okay, thank you. And we'll have to have a look into see what practicalities and any limitations in council's policy that surrounds those overnight stay areas and any planning implications also. So I can't give a commitment, but we'll have a look into that for you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions?
There is further question.
Certainly.
I read the strategic asset management plan with great interest and noted that climate mitigation and adaptation have been included widely in the document. Thank you. I also noted that with a population of only 493 people and close access to other recreation grounds, $1,700,000 has been allocated to the Bracknell Recreation Ground. I hope it was a misplaced euro. Is this a fair use of resources?
Thank you, General Manager.
I'll take the question, Chair, that's correct. So what we are referring to is page 135 in today's council meeting agenda. The strategic asset management plan includes an appendix of projects that, while the council believes would be worthwhile for our community moving forward it's not a decision that council will be spending those funds in those areas. They will be individual decisions of council on an annual basis. We prepare our capital works program through April, May and June of each year. And our capital works program is a public document. It'll get published in, is intended to be published in the June council meeting, which is the time when council would make a formal decision and a commitment on the individual program of works and projects of this nature. So while they are identified in our strategic asset management plans as projects that would be worthwhile and beneficial to our community, the decision that our council will be making today is not that those projects will take place. It is that those projects are an aspirational desire for that area. So you are correct in what you have stated, that the value associated with the Bracknell Recreation Ground is to the value of $1.7 million as an estimate of works. It's not a commitment that those projects will be undertaken in the short term. It could be over the course of 20 years or, you know, at a period of time determined by a future council decision. So that's not the decision council will be making today.
Are there any further questions?
Good afternoon. Steve Gregory. In the budget estimate for 2023, there's a line allocation for the Westbury Bicentennial Project, and in the estimate for 2024 is $86,000. I was just wondering whether, and in a subsequent document it says the support to deliver the contributions are completed in activity timing 1, 2 and 3. I was wondering whether that money's been extended or whether it's still ongoing.
Yeah, I don't have all the values in front of me as we speak, but I trust that what you've researched is correct there, Steve. Thanks for the question. Some of those works have been completed and some are yet to be delivered. So I guess that's the answer to your question. The majority of the money spent to date was around support for the event that occurred at the end of last year, but there are a smaller number of associated projects that are yet to be delivered. There were some signage upgrades as well completed as part of that project. So, yep, that's where it stands, some done and some to be finished.
So when are they expected, if the council's expecting to be delivered in what is 1, 2 and 3, is that what's 1, 2 or 3 of 24? Well, the budget's estimate is a 2023 financial year. So it doesn't say 23, 24. So does the budget go calendar financial year? Or?
So if you could ask another question, I'll just get you to grab the mic. But I believe the document that you're reading from and looking at is the annual plan that was established last year, okay, so for the current financial year. So quarter one would be September, quarter two would be December, and quarter three would be March. So they were the targets that were established for that program of work. The program of work was established by the previous general manager. It had a whole, quite a number of elements. So this is where I say some have actually been finished and some are still to go.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Being no further questions, we'll now move on to councillor question time. No questions with notice have been received from councillors. Are there any questions without notice? Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Councillor Temple. I have two questions that I'm asking on behalf of a Deloraine community member, and I'm pretty much going to read them verbatim. During the public questions in the last council meeting, Melinda Pritchard asked in regards to the waterlogging issue and the use of the list map. The general manager's response indicated that council workers mow all year round and that council has measured the site and has had officers and contractors on site. Water logging mostly occurs in the colder months between May and September, during which time the space requires less mowing and there is significantly higher rainfall. This water logging has been noticed to occur by people who attend the dog park daily. Was the list only used in determining the measurements but not used to determine any water logging issues? That's the first question.
All right. So, through Chair, I can have a go at answering that question if you'd like to. Yep. So, well, I guess the water logging issue wasn't measured by a distance. The water, you know, the perceived water logging by the user, I guess the measure that was made was that we have workers there on a regular basis undertaking maintenance works and inspections also. So, it wasn't measured by square meterage alone.
Thank you, General Manager. And my second question from the same community member. When inquiring about the alterations to the Ulverston off-lead dog park, the council directs the community to the dog management policy of 2022. The policy doesn't outline any changes to the area other than its declaration of the entire previous space as an off-lead dog area. There's no mention of segregation or reduction in usable space, nor any mention of any future changes to the space in any of the council's communications. This lack of clarity and community involvement is concerning to some people in the community. Are there detailed plans, and if so, are they accessible to ratepayers?
Well, are there detailed plans of all of our dog management areas? Is that what the question is?
The alterations, I take that to mean.
The alterations. Well, I guess the alterations that have occurred at Deloraine, you said Ulverston, but it would be our Deloraine off-lead area, include the introduction of a shelter, which appears to be well used, which is great, introduction of piped water to the property so that there are taps for the users to be able to use, some fencing alterations to the perimeter, Some changes to the gate entry process to make sure we have segregation and a dividing fence through around about half of the area. So there wasn't one project. I suppose there's a few different elements that we've delivered with the view that they would be providing a safe and enjoyable, usable area for all of the community. You referred back to the consultation that we did around our dog management areas and our off-lead areas and the declaration of areas. So in amongst that, we actually received feedback from members of the public that we didn't ask for, and some of them talked about safety. So that is something that we received. Is there a publicly available map of the area showing all of those elements that I have spoken to? I don't believe that there is currently.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield?
Yes, I've possibly got three. I'll add the third one in first on what we were just talking about to clarify something. The division of Ulverston Drive, which I suspect was the reference to Ulverston, is that we've divided that area in half. One half has contained within it a shelter area. Of course, dividing it in half, that shelter area is now in one half and not the other. Is there a proposal to rectify that situation, or is that a further budget allocation, or how does that work? Who actually ended up with the area closest to Ulverston Drive, I guess, is my question.
Manager.
In terms of the vulnerable dogs or the not so identified?
So I guess to answer the first part of your question, the shelter's been delivered, so there isn't plans for a future shelter at the moment. I mean, same with all of these things. They're incremental developments that we make to try and deliver better outcomes for the community, so there's no reason why in the future we can't consider other design elements or seating or what have you. There could be any range of different things we could look at introducing. So, no, there isn't currently that option, but I guess community members have the ability to move between both areas of that dog park currently, should they choose to. They can use either side at the moment if they would like, wherever they feel comfortable. So we're not precluding people from being able to use the shelter if they'd like to.
Thank you. Follow up further question.
If I may, which side is identified as a vulnerable dog area.
Thank you. Director Matthew.
Matthew Mill, Director of Works, through the Chair. The shelter is currently in the what is identified as the general area, and so not in the vulnerable.
Thank you. Thank you. My next unrelated question is, given the normal person asking this question can't ask it, have there been any updates in relation to a northern correctional facility, otherwise known as a prison, in the last month?
I'm not aware. General Manager?
Well, the administration hasn't received any updates, if that's what the question is.
Are there any further...
My last question, if I may.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to get round there since I was advised that some work's going on around at the sports centre in Westbury. Could we be advised if that's the installation of the dump point? And if so, what's the likely ETA of or ability to start using that facility? But I think the community would be interested to know that one.
Thanks, Councillor. Through the Chair, Matthew, Director of Works. Yes, it is the installation of the dump point. Progressing reasonably well. I would hope that it'd be completed prior to Easter, so in the next fortnight, subject to some final plumbing works and a few things to be finalised there, but that's the date that we're aiming at.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from councillors? If there are no further questions, we'll now move on to acting as a planning authority, and I advise that we are now acting as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. We have one item today, which is at 66 Emu Bay Road, Deloraine, and we have a speaker for the applicant, which is Ali Aziz or Jade Moria.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Ali, and this is my dad, Mohammed. We got a food trailer that we'd like to bring into Deloraine, just like the 66 Emu Bay Road, just in Deloraine. And I would like to open it like 6 days a week, from 11 to 8. Yeah. Okay, we got two two platforms from the community of Deloraine that they thought that we just gonna use the parkings at the back from lease, and we thought that we're not going to use them because we're going to use the parking on the road. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Do we have a mover for the motion? Councillor Kelly, is there a seconder? Councillor Loder? Councillor Kelly, would you like to make some opening comments?
Just a clarification. It was said it would be open 6 days a week, and it's actually in our agenda is five. So I'm just wondering what the, if they could be cleared up for starters, and then I have a question for Lee.
That's probably my hand.
Well, it's an opening statement. Questions can come later, Councillor.
Opening statement will be that initially on the surface of this, I didn't really like the idea of it. However, I am warming to it. The more we go through, it'll be interesting to see what the discussion with the other councillors are.
Thank you. Councillor Lowe, did you have any opening remarks?
Yes, thank you, Councillor Temple. Firstly, thank you for speaking. It's not easy to get up and speak in front of other people, so thank you for doing that, being brave. And thank you to the people who sent in the representations, and thank you to our planners. Initially, when I read this, and I've read it through quite a few times, the whole congestion thing with the Woolies car park sort of rung alarm bells with me, but after discussing with the planners, I'm sort of okay with it, but I'm interested to hear what my fellow councillors have to say.
Thank you. I'll open it up to councillors.
Question now.
A question from Councillor Kelly.
A couple of questions to Leanne. There was mentioned 6 days a week it's operating. I'm pretty certain it's only 5. What's in our agenda?
Through you, Mr. Chair, we can only deal with the application. Sorry.
The microphone.
Through you, Mr. Chair, we can only deal with the information that's been provided as part of the application, and it states that it's for 5 days.
Second question, it has been suggested that would the business be prepared to trade from 4 to 9 on a Friday? Had that been raised with the applicant?
The representation, through you, Mr. Chair. The representations have been forwarded to the applicant. They are aware.
No further questions.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Councillor House.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question further to that. The applicant just mentioned, I think, a time frame of 11 to 8. If I heard that correctly, I think what we have in front of it is 12 to 9. So
yes.
Maybe just some clarification on that, if possible.
Through you, Mr. Chair, as I've stated, we can only deal with the information we've provided, and the hours of operation have been included in the report.
Councillor Lowden?
I've got a question about the waste. So it says that the waste will be removed daily and taken home. How often is that monitored? Like, does someone from council go around and make sure that they're complying? But what's the go with that, please?
Through you, Mr. Chair. Council won't necessarily be taking regular compliance checks. However, if complaints are received, council will investigate to make sure it is being complied with. Yeah. Just add a bit further to that, if I may, Mr. Chair. Environmental health officers will also license the inspection, and they will do regular audits as well.
Are there any other councillor questions or statements? If there are none, I'll go back to the seconders. Councillor Kelly.
I just want to make a comment. Initially, before I got the agenda to have a look at the operating hours, I was concerned about congestion with traffic, I think, as same as Councillor Loder was suggesting. I have lived in Deloraine for some period of time. The busy period is generally with traffic is from 3 to 4 when the children and they come out of school. It gets quite active. I imagine most people will be eating about 5 to 6, which the traffic will have died down and calmed down. So on that side of things, except for Friday, I'm pretty happy.
So I'll go back to the, unless there are any other questions or comments, I'll go back to the seconder of the motion, Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Councillor Temple. I guess the representation from the Hardys about the potential for business to be taken away from them, if it was a permanent establishment like a new building being built behind Wholesome House, I mean, does that make it different? I don't know. I think it's a little odd, if I can be just really honest and say, why would you put a permanent food van there? But it does comply, and so I kind of feel like we need to give it a go, but I'd really be encouraging council to act on any concerns from the community about waste or congestion or anything like that. So I guess it's on the owners of the food van to make sure that they do actually comply with everything, so that everybody gets along and Deloraine continues to be the beautiful, harmonious community it is.
Thank you, Councillor Logan. Councillor Kelly, your closing remarks?
The only thing I'll add is it's a different type of business. I don't think we've got a kebab shop in Deloraine, or I haven't seen one. So it's sort of on its own, it's quite unique. So that's all I'll add.
Thank you, Councillor. With that, I'll put the motion, and the motion is that... With that, I'll put the motion, and that is that the approves the application. So all those in favour? Those against? So it was Temple, Kelly, Smedley, Loder, and House 4, and Councillor Sinfield against. Thank you. And with that, we'll now move out of planning mode. If anyone wishes to leave the meeting, they're most welcome to at this moment.
Page 64.
So I'll refer the meeting to page 64. I'll get myself shortly.
61.
Leading me astray. So, declaration of office, and it is for us to welcome Councillor Smedley. And to note that he was sworn in on. When was he sworn in? The 19th, which was a Monday.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes. Just in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did see that there.
Yes, welcome, and we hope you're. Time here will be personally fulfilling and of great value to the community. So, do we need... Is it... Okay.
A mover and a second.
Yes, so I'll ask for a mover. So we've got Councillor House, seconder Councillor Kelly. That's a discussion.
Good on you.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah.
So with that, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All right. Against? Carried.
What if we all voted against it, John? Where would we go then?
Now, how did you vote, Councillor Smedley? You were
unanimous.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
So now we move to infrastructure services. Which page are we going to here? We're going to page 66.
Revealed our thoughts
in 60. So I'll... is there a councillor that wishes to move the motion? Is that how we're moving it? Or?
So, Mr Chair, I will note for the public record that we have implemented a change from the published agenda on council's website, and that is the introduction of a definition around service level, which is now in the motion. Councillors have been provided with a copy of that wording, and also the removal of the word hour under the roles section of the policy.
So is there a mover of the motion as appears on the screen rather than on the agenda? Councillor Smedley. Seconder, Councillor House. Any opening comments, Councillor Smedley? Councillor House, any comments?
Thank you, Mr Chair. Well, congratulations and thank you to Rob Little and his team for putting this together. I mean, it's an enormous responsibility, enormous job to manage our assets currently and going forward to be fiscally responsible and to live within our means and to also meet the expectations of the community. So it's a big balancing act, and there's a lot of people involved in making all that work. So thank you to all those people that allow us to sustainably deliver everything to our community that our community needs and desires. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor House. Is there any further discussion?
Questions?
Any questions?
No.
That have been equally...
Can I just make a comment?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'd like to... just add on to what Councillor House has said, Rob. You guys operate down the back there, chunking away, and doing a great job for our municipality. So we want to thank you for the work that you do, looking after us, and we're in good hands.
Thank you, Councillor. Any further? Yes, Councillor Loader?
I'm pleased to see that we are talking about sustainable solutions into the future. I guess that can be open to interpretation, and as our climate change crisis becomes more and more a reality, I hope that we go stronger on that interpretation than weaker.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield?
Well, I don't know about eager. On the issue of responsibility, I noticed an article yesterday about Darwin had spent millions. They've sadly left. Two people were asking questions about climate mitigation, which gets a gong in all of this, is they'd spent millions on trying to reduce the temperature in the centre of Darwin by installing a device which a climber was meant to climb all over, and in the few years that it's been growing and doing whatever, it's reduced the temperature by 0.6 degrees on average. So whether you got good bang for your buck is debatable in relation to that device. So not necessarily just doing or jumping at the first thing might actually make a difference. So if that extends to the item we're talking about here, I've brought it to mind.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor House, any closing remarks? Councillor Smedley, any closing remarks? Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? So that's unanimous. Mm-hmm. Which means we can now move to the Infrastructure Services Review of Strategic Asset Management Plan on page 78. Again, is there a mover for this motion? There's no mover at relapse, no. We've got Councillor Sinfield and Councillor Loader. Thank you. Any opening remarks, Councillor Sinfield?
No.
Councillor Loader?
I think one of the things I noted when I was reading through this, that as our population grows and we allow more and more developments to come into places like Blackstone Heights, Prospect Vale, Westbury, Deloraine, the demand for footpaths and things like that is only going to increase. So it's good that we're thinking about that ahead of time and strategically.
Thank you, Councillor Loader. General Manager?
I just feel I need to make repeated earlier comments in the Council meeting that things do change over time. We're undertaking a review of this plan today, but each year annually Council approves a capital works program, and it does take into account new projects that have arisen and been identified as being required by the community in that 12 months. So we review our works program annually. This is just an opportunity to review our plan, which is a longer term aspirational document.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions? Councillor Loader, any closing remarks? Councillor Sinfield, closing remarks? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. That brings us to a works item, highway dedication part of Roxford Road, Westbury. That is on page
137.
Thank you, Councillor.
It's all mucked up. Nice and upstate, isn't it?
Here we are. Yes. Good. Is there a mover of this motion? Councillor House. Seconder, Councillor Kelly. Opening remarks, Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is just to address an anomaly that was there in the first place. It's going to extend the highway to the other side of the bridge, allow for a turning circle for public access. And as I said, it addresses an anomaly that was there before. That's something that we spoke about back in October 23, if I recall. So it makes sense to take over that section of highway and look after it from a council asset point of view.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kelly, Marks. I'll open it up to Marks from other questions from other councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Thank you. Mr Chair, first thing, and I would have, if I'd have remembered it in the pre-meeting meeting, I would have raised it, but it says at the October 2023 closed council meeting, council awarded the contract. I'm pretty sure you'll find that was the November council meeting we did that. But my actual question is, Councillor House mentioned a moment ago about turning circle. This is providing a length of road that will be taken over by council officially, but doesn't talk about width or turning circles or things like that. So I was just wondering if you could have a comment on that side of the equation.
That's correct, Councillor. So this is the extension of the public road network, the declaration of that. It's not the design element for construction that we're making a decision on today. There will be an ability for vehicles to turn at the end of that public road, but it's not necessarily a circle, so to speak.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? There are no questions or comments. I'll go back to the seconder. I'll go back to the mover, Councillor House. Thank you. I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? We're all in favour except Councillor Sinfield.
Yep. So for the record, Councillor Sinfield against, and the motion's passed 5-1.
That's correct. And with that, I'll seek a motion to close the meeting. Councillor Loder, seconded Councillor, well, it's hard to tell over here, Councillor Kelly.
Okay.
All those in favour? Against? Carried. The meeting is closed at 3:47.
We'll move to close. We will move to
we'll now move session. To the closed session. I'd like to thank the gallery for their attendance.